Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And the graves, because of the earthquake, they were opened, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves. And underline or circle this word, after his resurrection. It's very important to understand this. These believers who had been buried in Jerusalem, Jesus first came out of the tomb 3 days and three nights after he was, I'm one of these 70, we were talking about this, me and Kyle Foster yesterday. We were talking about this. I'm a 72-hour man. In other words, I believe, again, I don't want to be controversial, but there is totally impossible. Somebody asked me 2 weeks ago, we celebrate Good Friday. I said, why are we celebrating Good Friday? Well, that's when Jesus was crucified. No, Jesus was not crucified on a Friday. You can no way put 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday. If you put me on Mars, and I ain't going, you know, me on Mars, I ain't going there. Are you following? It ain't happening. Again, I don't want anybody to get mad at me. If you want to celebrate Good Friday, celebrate it. But listen, Jesus did not die on a Friday. That's Catholicism, that's roots in Catholicism. And they've just, Protestantism adopted that and all. God bless the people who do that, and I'm not fussing any of them because a lot of believers who do that, and I don't fuss. But you need to know the truth, okay? Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Matter of fact, Sunday morning, I read it again this morning. I read through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, he came out of the grave before the sun even come up. While it was yet dark, the ladies went to the tomb, and he was already gone before the sun come up. On the first day of the week, he was already gone. When did he rise from the dead? I know this is going on the radio, and I'm going to get some flack from this, and it goes out on the internet. Jesus Christ rose from the dead Saturday evening at 6:00. Well, you're a Seventh-day Adventist. No, I'm not. Do you know when the first day of the week for the Jewish people are? We think of it as midnight, Saturday night. No. First day of the week for Jewish people is 6:00 Saturday evening. That's the first day of the week. Are you following? Let me give you a Bible for that. When God created the heaven and the earth, he said the evening and the morning were the first day. Notice he didn't say morning and evening. God said evening and morning. Are y'all mad at me? I hate to blow your theology, and Hollywood and all really has just all kinds of, you know, all the mess. Okay. Jesus came out of the grave 6:00 Saturday evening. He was in the grave 6:00 Wednesday evening. I'm really going to blow some of y'all away with this, and y'all are mad at me, I can tell. Listen, if you don't believe Jesus died on a Friday, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. As long as you believe that Jesus died for your sins. Whether it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it don't matter to me really in the big scheme of things. If you believe he died for your sins, repent of your sins, you're going to heaven. But when you get to heaven, you're going to find out I was right. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, Jesus came out of the grave first. And then the Bible says in Matthew 27 that many of the saints that slept in the grave arose after his death. That's the first fruits. In other words, they received the glorified body. Jesus was that guarantee that more would come just like him. Are you following? The first fruits means just like that first fruit, it's guaranteed that there's more to be just like me. So these people who were in the, can you imagine? They had a funeral for Uncle Joe or Aunt Sally or something just a month or so ago or a couple weeks earlier. And all of a sudden they come, what are you doing here, Uncle Joe? We buried you a month ago. Yeah, but I'm alive. Everything you heard about Jesus is true. And Jesus walked around for 40 days bearing witness. And I believe those resurrected saints, it didn't say what happened to those resurrected saints, but I believe, this is again, that when Jesus ascended after 40 days, that those resurrected saints ascended with him 44 days, so that for 40 days they could go through Jerusalem bearing witness. It's true. He's alive. So those were the first fruits. we're going to be in the main harvest. In other words, we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians 15. It talks about when the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive, remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. In 1 John, it talks about we shall be like him. Okay? We will receive a glorified body. By matter of fact, I say this all the time. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. I'm not looking to die. Jesus could come today. You believe that? I'm telling you, if you don't believe that, you are dead wrong. It's the imminent mentality. I can't believe these preachers who believe we're going to go through parts of the tribulation. They didn't get that in the Bible. They got that out of the Bible. And I promise you, by the authority of the Word of God, that Jesus said, I'm coming again. Three times in Revelation 22, he said, I come quickly. I come quickly. Surely I come quickly. And John, who wrote all those things down, he didn't say, even so, come Antichrist, that Jesus could come. John said, even so, come even now, Lord Jesus. John was looking for Jesus to come. Paul was looking for Jesus to come. When he said, then we which are alive remain. We which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. We'll be in the main harvest. If you don't believe that, you've been wrong before. Okay, I say that with all graciousness and all. I believe that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. Be ye ready. Be ye ready. Let me give you another. If we thought and if we believed, like a lot of people do, that Jesus Christ cannot come until the Antichrist is revealed, or until the mark of the beast, or until the seventh trumpet, or wherever they would put that in, do you know that most believers would get lazy in their evangelism, lazy in what they're working for Christ? Because, hey, I got time. When I see these things take place, then. Are y'all following? I didn't ask you if you agree with me, but it's waiting for. Are we waiting for the Lord or are we waiting for the Antichrist? For him. Looking for who? Him. I go on and on and on and on. We will be in that main harvest whenever he comes, we as believers. And then there's the gleanings. There's the first fruits, the main harvest, and then the gleanings. That will complete the resurrection picture. You know what the gleanings are? The gleanings are the leftovers. Don't mean they're any bad, but they're leftovers. Remember Ruth in the field of Boaz? Wasn't that Boaz? Yeah. Boy, that's a pretty girl over there. I tell you what, tell my servants, you put some gleanings in the corner, because the gleanings were, they were supposed to be in the corners of the fields. Remember, for the poor and those who couldn't afford, they would go pick through for the poor they couldn't buy. Anyway, it's the leftovers, all right? Well, the gleanings will complete the leftovers. Who's the leftovers? Those who hadn't received their glorified bodies. Who would that be? I'm glad you asked. Those who died in the tribulation period, the martyrs. Remember, we talked about that. There'll be a lot of people who die in the tribulation period. As believers, they refuse the mark of the beast or whatever. The Antichrist made war against the saints. We looked at that last week. A lot of them are going to die during the tribulation period. What's going to happen? They're going to, at the coming of Christ in the revelation, they're going to be resurrected and they're going to receive their glorified bodies. That's the gleaning. Then one other group's going to receive a glorified body at the end of the tribulation. And that, I believe, would be Old Testament saints like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all. And we'll look at that when I get to that part, when we get to that part later in Revelation. There's verses that talk about that in the Old Testament. About Old Testament saints, when do they receive their glorified bodies? Well, a lot of people think it's going to be at the rapture or at the beginning of the translation of the saints. I don't believe that. I could be wrong. I don't think so. But I believe the Old Testament saints will receive their glorified bodies at the end of the tribulation period. So at the end of the tribulation period, Old Testament saints and tribulation saints will receive glorified, and that will end Operation Glorification. Okay, those are believers. Let's get back to the first fruits, the 144,000.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.